I'm calling from Florida.
Hi there.
And I've listened for a long time to the Art Bell show since practically started, really. And I've never heard anyone or anything that kind of approached what happened to me. It was 1970. I was in Medford, Oregon, a little bit north of Medford, Oregon, in the early spring. And I was outside walking home at night from my next-door neighbor. And I stopped to look around, you know, at the sky. And I was noticed this one tree, and I couldn't see through it. I couldn't see the stars through it like I could the other ones. And out of this tree, in a kind of a stately fashion, not fast, it didn't shoot out, came this, it kind of looked like an amoeba, a passimium kind of thing.
A huge one, no doubt, huh?
Oh, yeah. And it was had a yellow ring around it, and it was blue, and in the center of it, and was all very fluorescent and very bright, was a red, very red thing that looked like a shoe print. And this kind of paused in front of me, and the shoe print floated. I didn't kind of like shoot like a bullet or anything. It came up, and it just entered my body, just in the lower chest area. And I went, wow. And I kind of looked like it was going to go through me or something, but it didn't. And the thing that transported it went around behind me, and in kind of a stately fashion went back up into that tree area, into the tree, the dark area. And I was, wow. And then off to my right, there was a, I can only describe it as a white slit. It was about 3 feet tall. And when I stuck my hand in it, my hand disappeared. It disappeared. It had no dimensions to it, but when I stuck my hand in it, it would disappear. And I started walking home, and this thing was with me. And anyways, it shrunk into nothingness.
Well, this has got to be one of the strangest calls I've ever had. What do you think this was?
Let me finish. It gets worse. It gets weirder. So I told people about it. I still am. I've always been a seeker of the truth, shall we say. And so some time passed, and I moved on. I moved to Fort Worth, Texas. And about 2 months after that, I was laying in bed, and something just took my arm and shook it and sat me up straight in bed in the middle of the night. And and right next to me on the bed, right next to me, was an older man with a little baby sitting on its lap, and they were made up of, you know how you see comic books, how they're printed, they're all little like dots and different colored dots to make up the one object. This was made up of, this was made up, and he kind of smiled at me. Was made up of all these little fluorescent colored dots. And he smiled at me and then slowly faded away.
Now that is one weird, weird story.